Welcome to Induction Vault, a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 2006, headbangers around the globe put up their sign of the horns as heavy metal pioneers Black Sabbath received rock's highest honor, induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The band kept their speeches short and sweet, and drummer Bill Ward spoke of his hopes that the night would add further proof of the power and importance of heavy music. Metal superstars James Hetfield and Lars Ulrich of Metallica honored their heroes. Ulrich summed up the impact of this great band, declaring that he would scream it from every fucking rooftop that Black Sabbath is and always will be synonymous with heavy metal.
I wonder how many times on this very night in the last 20 years that the words, "If it weren't for you, we wouldn't be here," have been uttered. Well, here we go once more. Bill, Geezer, Ozzy, and Tony, if it weren't for you, we wouldn't be here. Obviously, if there was no Black Sabbath, there would be no Metallica. And if there was no Black Sabbath, hard rock and heavy metal, as we know it today, would look, sound, and be shaped very, very differently. Over the past 20 years, remarkable talent has been hailed on this special night. Talent whose names have been and will forever define the broader term rock and roll. So it's really interesting to me how few of these names are synonymous with a single particular subgenre of music. And as one who has fought labeling at any opportunity given, I hereby not only acknowledge, but scream from every rooftop that Black Sabbath is and always will be synonymous with the term heavy metal. Damn right. Are they taking the piss? The question, are they taking the piss, still rumbles in my mind. It's 1986, and we're fortunate enough to land the much-coveted support slot on Ozzy's Ultimate Sin Tour. We would, when given the chance to soundcheck, often start jamming on any number of Sabbath songs. Apparently, as the hallowed sounds of our meek attempt at Sabbath music reached into Ozzy's dressing room, his first reaction, so I was told, was, are they taking the piss? And as we were later threatened with, if indeed we were taking the piss, we would be at the receiving end of something I was unfamiliar with at the time, namely a Birmingham handshake, of which I could only imagine the horrors. So I can now answer Ozzy's question in person, face to face. No, Ozzy, we weren't taking the piss. We were just four snot-nosed kids on our first go-around in the big leagues, hoping that one of the key people, that would be you, Ozzy, responsible for bringing us to that sound check, would honor us in a moment of the planet spontaneously aligning by joining us on stage and singing the words to the music, the very music that forever changed our lives, the music that was directly responsible for us not only being at that sound check on that stage, on that tour, but also the very music that is directly responsible for us being here tonight celebrating your triumphs. And in our turn, we are honored to be the ones chosen from the thousands of bands you have spawned in your wake to honor you, Black Sabbath, and induct you into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on this night, a decade late or not. And with that, Bill, Geezer, Ozzy, and Tony, I salute you with much love, respect, appreciation, and gratitude. Thank you.
All right. Black Sabbath is mammoth riffs with menacing lyrics that make me oh so happy. That was going to be my speech, and that was it. But Springsteen kind of upped the ante last year. I'll go a little deeper. Picture a 9-year-old boy, quiet, well-behaved on the outside, but on the inside, boiling and dying for life to burst open with some sort of, any sort of stimulation. and the discovery of music was what was to burst it wide open. But not just any music. This was more than just music, a powerful, loud, heavy sound that moved his soul. You see, this timid 9-year-old constantly raided his roommate slash older brother's record collection, and going against his older brother's wishes, played those off-limit records on the forbidden record player. He was drawn to them like a magnet to metal. That's pretty lame, yes. Okay, I'll try again. More like a shy boy to his own loud voice. Those monstrous riffs lived inside him and spoke the feelings he could never put into words, sending chills of inspiration through him from those gloomy lyrics and outlaw chords and all. They helped crack the shell he was stuck in. Also, scaring his mom and sister was an extra bonus. And now, as the former 9-year-old speaks to you here, as an adult musician, I know those two words really don't go together, I realize that without their defiant sound, as my friend Lars has said, there would be no Metallica, especially with one James Hetfield. Never have I known a more timeless and influential band. They have spread their wonderful disease through generations of musicians. They are always listed as an influence by heavy bands to this day. They are loved and highly respected as the fathers of heavy music. It truly is a dream come true and an extreme honor for me and the 9-year-old still inside of me to induct into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame such a significant group of musicians. And in the words of our fearless leader, Ozzy Osbourne, let's go f***ing crazy! Here is Black Sabbath.
After the break, we'll hear from members of Black Sabbath on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault.
First of all, I'd like to thank the people who arranged this for finally getting us up here, because we've been chosen for about 7 times, to my knowledge, to receive this award, and this is the 8th time, and so we're finally here. I would also like to take the opportunity to thank my business manager, Colin Newman, and my lovely wife and family, Sharon and Amy and Kelly and Jack. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my wife Gloria, son Biff and James. I'd like to dedicate this to Cliff Burton and Dimebag Darrell. Cheers.
Yeah, thanks very much to all our friends out there and the band. Thanks for everything, guys. You forgot about us, didn't you? And special thanks to Metallica. Thanks very much, guys. And thanks for all coming, and thanks for putting us here. It's nearly taken 40 years, but we're here.
Thank you to all the Sabbath fans everywhere. Thank you. Congratulations to all those who've been inducted this evening, as also. Extra special greetings to the guys, James, Lars, love you, incredible. Thank you for the honours. Hopefully our induction tonight will add further validation, as other bands already inducted in the past years have begun to establish, which is that hard rock and heavy metal may have an endearing and forever lasting place in rock history, and that's what we hope for.
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. For more on your favorite inductees, to shop inductee merch, or to plan your trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visit rockhall.com. Plus, view the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction special on demand on HBO Max. Our executive producers are Noel Brown, Shelby Morrison, and Risa Gerke. Supervising producer is Taylor Shacoin. Research and archival assistance from Isabel Kiefer and Shannon Erb. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. Induction Vault is a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.